Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan.
We hope you guys are doing amazing. Let's get into our weekly update. So one major plus this week is that the weather has been cooling down in Paris.
Last week was so hot.
Yeah, I don't know if there was another heat wave or what, because we were in our apartment literally baking.
Yeah.
I think because the roof... Yeah. The roofs. No, but all of the roofs.
Oh, yeah, collectively. Sure, the roofs.
They are metal.
Yeah.
So, like, the sun beats down on them, and then just like, complete heat waves get sent into the actual houses.
We're like cookies.
Yeah, we're like...
Just being baked up.
Well-baked cookies. But now it's, like, so much better. We kind of get too cold with the AC on now. So we take back all the crap we were talking about the AC last week. That thing is powerful.
It works well.
Yeah. Another thing is that it is August here. Well, it's August everywhere. But it's true what they say about how in August it becomes kind of a ghost town.
Yeah.
To an extent, like, I think people really make it seem like you shouldn't even come here because it's like businesses will be closed and stuff. But that's not the case. The businesses are all open and there's still people here, but there is like no tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think a lot of the people who live here are on vacation.
Yeah.
So there just seems to be a lot more space. I think August is actually a really good time to come visit Paris.
Yeah, me too.
The Airbnb we're in was cheaper because it was going to be during August.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the restaurants aren't as crowded. The like sites and things to do are just more open. So definitely don't count Europe out in August.
Mm-hmm. So we had another episode planned for today, but this week I've been having a pretty low self-esteem week.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of questions about self-love and questions about, you know, how to be confident.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a good time for me to talk about it because it's something that I'm actively working on and trying to be better at.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have our battles with self-love and self-acceptance.
It's like a roller coaster.
And so first thing that we do want to say is that if you are dealing with that out there, you are not alone.
Yeah.
That's just part of being human being,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think it's life.
Yeah. And I definitely think it comes in waves for everybody.
Yes.
For some people, it's going to be more frequently between the ups and the downs. And also, the downs might be worse than others.
Yes.
For example, I've had my battles with self-love and just bad self-talk.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I've ever seen somebody have them go as low as you sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy that you're going to talk about it. Oh, are you okay, baby? Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's come back.
Okay, we're back. I've pretty much grown up with, you know, a pretty low self-esteem, I would say. I was always, like, such a shy kid. And I would always, like, hide behind my mom's legs and, like, you know, like, if people were trying to say hi to me and stuff when I was little. I would say that was, like, the start of me struggling with being pretty insecure. And I remember periods in my life where, you know, I struggled a lot. When I was in high school, I remember it was super bad because I started having acne around, like, junior year. And I remember my self-love was just, like, non-existent.
Yeah.
It was like constant negative self-talk to myself, and I became like super obsessed with my acne and how I looked and like how other people were looking at me. And
I think that's very relatable. Acne is something that I don't know what the percentage is, but I feel like so many kids dealt with growing up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I never saw pictures of yours, but...
Oh, I deleted all of them.
They don't exist.
They don't exist.
Or was it pretty bad?
I would say it was pretty bad, but... I went on Accutane.
And twice, right?
Yeah, twice. And I, you know...
So rest in peace to your kidneys.
And yes, exactly.
And
I'll probably die at like 70.
Hey, let's stop it right there.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so it was bad enough to where I got on Accutane, but it also, I could look back at myself back then and be like, I could have not been so mean to myself, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like literally wouldn't leave my room. I wouldn't hang out with my friends. I wouldn't hang out with anybody. I hated going to school. I would go to school with literally like a hoodie on and like hiding myself because I was just so not confident. And like, you know, my negative self-talk really just like fed into that. And just like every day I would look in the mirror and I would just say horrible things about myself and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just constantly tying my worth to my looks.
I can relate to that because I had a pretty severe battle with acne. Mine came early as well, but it's funny because I don't remember a time when I was young looking in the mirror and noticing my acne. The moment that I remember noticing was because when I was older and I was starting to get into modeling, they were like, yeah, we love you. They signed me, my mother agency. And then they had a serious talk with me, though. The first meeting that we had, they were like, hey, so what are we going to do about your skin? And I was like, what do you mean my skin? And they were like, well, you have like pretty severe acne.
Oh my gosh.
And then I noticed, and I've shown you photos, right?
Yeah.
Like it was really bad, but I just never was even looking. I say that just to bring to your attention how much other people's perception or whatever, if you start worrying about that, how much that
affects you,
would affect you. Because before I was worrying about that, I just didn't even see it. I thought I was great, you know. That was like my first time really having negative self-talk. And I feel like that's been carried with me since then even. And anytime I have even a mini breakout or anything, you've seen it. I'm like, I'm so disappointed in myself because I just see it as a reflection of my own failures to myself, not taking care of myself, even though that's not true. There's any reason you could be breaking out, hormones, anything.
Exactly.
But anyways, I was just saying that because I wanted to explain that I relate to what you're saying, but keep going.
I remember even when people would tell me, oh, you're so beautiful or you're so pretty or whatever, just like as a woman, when you're growing up and people are telling you you're beautiful and you're pretty and you're such a pretty girl, and like you tend to pay attention to just your looks. It's like I thought that like the only thing that I was worth was like how I looked.
Yeah.
And like how other people, you know, saw me. And like I just paid so much attention to that.
You will take that in and start to think that your worth is based off of your looks.
Yeah, and I think obviously like I love the compliment. Like it's not about that at all. I think that like growing up, that was really the only compliment that I got growing up as a kid. Like that's the only thing that I felt that I was worth.
It's interesting to hear that. I feel like I didn't think about that as a boy growing up. I think I got a very well-rounded, how do you say it, barrage of compliments from my family. Like it was, you're so smart, you're gonna grow up and be great.
You know, it wasn't just like about your looks.
Yeah, affirmations and things that spoke to my entire character. You know, you're kind, you are loving, these types of things.
Exactly.
I can understand what you're saying, like just only complimenting the outer
parts of
you, then maybe you would be like, okay, so I am worth what I'm worth because of how
I look. Yeah.
And
I think I picked that up at a young age, and that's why it was like important to me to look at how I looked.
Yeah.
It became like very apparent that that's what I've tied my worth to. Anything that like came up that was like a flaw or somebody would point out was just like, I would obsess about it, you know? I remember coming into high school, I was like a super skinny girl. And I remember one of my classmates asking me if I had anorexia.
Wow.
And I remember just like literally going to the bathroom and crying because all the girls in my school had boobs and like, you know, they were like women.
Yeah.
I was pretty insecure about it already.
Yeah.
But when somebody said something and it was like a boy and like, you know, it's in class and everything, I just remember feeling like so crushed. So yeah, self-love has just always been a battle for me my whole life. As I mean, I'm sure everybody, it's kind of a battle for.
Yeah.
But that brings me to how I am.
Not doing so well.
Struggling with it this week.
Yeah.
So lately, I've just been very self-critical. I feel like I find a new thing every day to be like criticizing myself on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just been, I've been very insecure. Like anywhere we go, kind of, like,
yeah,
in my head and stuff.
I definitely notice when you're going through a bad wave of it, because she will just start kind of going into her shell more.
Yeah,
for sure. She'll all of a sudden stop wanting to order at restaurants or something. Like, she'll want me to order for her. Or she, when we're filming, she'll be like, I don't want to be the one holding the camera or talking. Yeah, I feel too embarrassed. And I'm like, what? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle as your partner with, do I force you out of that shell?
Yeah.
And like not enable you?
Yeah.
Or do I help you? You know, is it helpful for me to step in and say, okay, I'll order, or okay, I'll film for you?
Yeah.
Or, and I don't want to enable you or stop you from facing whatever it is.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I want to hear from you on what.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think that you should, for sure, because then that like creates kind of a codependency, I think.
Hmm.
And obviously I don't want that, but it's hard. Like in the moment, I'm like, I want you to so bad, but I'm also like, I know you need to push me out of my shell because it's what's like healthy for me to grow as a person and like be my own individual.
Yeah. And the thing is, I do know that it's just a wave. Like I see you in the other times when you're confident and, you know, you're going to go and do whatever, order whatever, talk to whoever, film.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I don't think I'm harming you as much if I help you. But lately, especially this week, I've just kind of felt like I think I need to stop enabling her in general with this, because even in your down waves, I think it'll help you come out of that faster if you are just facing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's really hard for me because, you know, I always preach one thing. Mm. I always preach that, like, you should be confident, you should, like, love yourself and, you know, all of that stuff. But I cannot take my own advice, and I'm probably the worst person at taking my own advice.
Well, it's interesting because I actually was listening to a podcast. What was it? I think it was the What We Said.
Yeah.
With JC and Chelsea.
Yeah.
And Chelsea was talking about how the same thing you're saying about how she always talks one thing, preaches one thing of loving yourself and accepting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But she, a week previous to this week that I was listening to, she apparently was confiding in everybody about how she was not in a good place with her self-esteem, and she was kind of taking steps backwards about loving her body and stuff. And she was like, after I came out of that, I was like ashamed that I shared that, because I just feel like, oh, I want to take it back because I say all this good stuff about love yourself, love yourself. And then to share that, maybe it hurts that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
But then she shared how she was seeing a therapist, and the therapist explained, it's like saying, oh, it's raining outside.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow it's sunny.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad at the world or whatever when it rains. Like, it's just, it's rainy outside. Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like, oh, I'm just in a bad place right now.
Yeah.
But that's not me.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad human, or I'm not perpetually going to be someone who hates myself.
Yeah.
But just right now I'm dealing with bad self-image.
Yeah.
That's a phase.
Yeah.
So nobody is going to judge you for feeling that way. In fact, that's natural. That's normal.
Yeah.
And that is something that it's really good to share.
Yeah. And I like what you're saying, because it's also nice for everybody else to hear that maybe if you are struggling with self-love, maybe you have weeks where you are, it's kind of like it comes and goes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that like there's things that you can do in life to make it come and go less, and also maybe less as strong. Like, I've definitely grown. My self-love is so much better now than it ever was before. But another thing I wanted to say is that I feel like, you know, our goal in life for self-love is to love ourselves as much as we love our loved ones, or, you know, as much as you love your significant other. Like, you should keep yourself just as high as those people. You shouldn't neglect,
higher.
Yeah, if not higher, exactly.
It's sad for me because Rylan has such a big heart, and she loves me so deeply, and she speaks so kindly to me and always has the best things to say about me. And if she ever catches me saying anything negative about myself, she's like, hey, don't say that about yourself and all that. And it's just sad for me to see that she sometimes isn't treating herself the same way. I just wish that she could share some of that heart that she shares with me with herself. Okay?
No, it's cute. Thank you. I feel like I never want to pick people apart, and like, let alone the people that I love, obviously. So like, why do I pick apart myself? I don't know. I feel like I just lately haven't been able to show myself any love, as I've said before, but I've just noticed that the self-talk mostly like has gotten really bad, and I'll like realize in my head, I'll kind of like come conscious to what I'm saying to myself. Sometimes I'm just like, what the heck? Like, why is it so mean and like such nasty things that I would never say to a friend? I would never say to someone, even my worst enemy, I wouldn't say these things. Like, yeah. I wouldn't say these things about them. So it's like, and I don't have any enemies, by the way.
I was going to say, who is your worst enemy?
I don't have any enemies, so I'm just saying. But like, I wouldn't wish it upon anyone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish anyone to be hearing that about themselves. So why am I saying it to myself, you know?
Yeah. There was that podcast that you played for me the other day about, we were trying to be more productive and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy on there was talking about how apparently, I don't know how you can research this, but apparently researchers found that 80% of your self-talk is negative.
Yeah.
On average, for the average person, you are on average speaking to yourself 80% of the time negatively.
I believe that.
And that is so sad if you think about that.
Yeah.
Because that's the person talking to you the most is yourself.
I know.
And if you're just, your head is full of just negative thoughts of yourself, that has to manifest in some way.
Yeah.
And I mean, a person speaking 80% of the time negatively to other people would be a douchebag.
Yeah. Like, an absolute menace.
Yeah. We're like, dude, get this guy into a freaking prison.
Yes.
We need him locked up and away from society.
I think that's a little bit dramatic.
Why don't we keep ourselves up to the same standard?
Basically, I'm just telling you guys this story and, you know, kind of opening up about my struggles with self-love, because I feel like the perception maybe over social media is that I do have a lot more self-love and confidence than I actually do in reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I wanted to express that to you guys and show that to you guys. And also, you know, we wanted to share some tips with you guys about, you know, how to help you out of this and how I'm working on getting out of it, how I'm actively, you know, trying to get away from the negative self-talk.
Yeah, just some things that we practice when we're facing this.
Yes.
And we sat and tried to think of 5 of the best things that we do.
Yeah.
So we wrote those out and we want to share them with you.
Mm-hmm. So the first tip is something that I always go to. I feel like immediately when I realize that I'm having negative self-talk, which is gratitude and, you know, being grateful for the things in your life and being grateful.
Expressing gratitude.
Yeah, exactly. And being grateful for what you do have, you know.
Yeah. So just out loud be like, well, I know I'm not loving this part of myself, but I'm so grateful for the sunlight coming into my room right now. It feels really great.
Yeah, I know that, like, even with journaling, you could, instead of saying it out loud, like, if you want to keep track of it by journaling is a good way. Yeah. And, like, every morning I try to do 3 things.
Yeah.
Or I try to be grateful for 3 things.
I will literally say out loud.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm hating my skin right now, but man, my hair looks good.
Yeah.
My hair is looking good. You know, I've forced myself to say these things out loud because it almost reframes your mind from looking at all the negatives to looking at all the positives.
Yeah,
it switches it.
Uh-huh.
And I do find it really helps. So that's a good one.
It also like really grounds you, you know, like extremely. Like sometimes I'll be watching, you know, a documentary or something. The other day we were watching documentary. That's what I'm really thinking about.
A documentary on Syria.
Yeah. And I was just like, why am I so, like, I'm so mean to myself and I'm like so like
sad.
Right, life could be
so much worse.
Yeah. And I don't mean that in, I don't know, I just like, my life is good.
Yeah.
And it's great, honestly. So why am I being sad about like little tiny things, about the way that I look or the way that I feel like other people perceive me.
Yeah, and again, it's all relative, so
yeah,
it's not that it's invalid to feel those things just because they are worse situations. For sure. So the next tip that we have is affirmations. Mm-hmm. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that one.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, either saying out loud or journaling or whatever form of saying this to yourself.
Yeah.
Say things that fill you with positive emotions out loud or in your journal or wherever you are expressing this. I like to just say, I am worthy of love.
Yeah.
I am a loving person.
Yeah.
I am kind.
Smart.
Yeah, I'm intelligent. Anything that fills you with power and positivity and gets you once again out of that negative headspace of like, I am ugly or I'm this or I'm that. When you start switching that and say these positive things, even if you don't feel them, you'll notice you feel better. You do feel uplifted. It's almost like you switch the frequency.
You're retraining your thoughts.
Yes, there you go. So, that's a better way of putting it.
And also doing this in the mirror is super effective, I feel like.
Yeah, you might look silly, but
yeah, you might feel silly. Maybe like just do it alone so nobody sees you. But at first it feels really silly, but then once you start doing it, you feel so good. You just like singing the words to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, it's powerful. Yeah. I love affirmations. I always stand by affirmations. Yeah.
So the next tip that I have is to do something nice for yourself.
Yeah.
Whether this, you know, this could be going on a walk, buying yourself flowers, getting your favorite coffee, making your favorite smoothie, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, you know, this one really helps me. I don't know why, but I think, like, honestly, doing something physical for myself, like going on a walk or making myself, you know, do something outside helps a lot. And it gets me out of my head in a way. And it also just helps me give love back to myself.
Yeah.
In a way that's maybe more physical.
Yeah, a lot of times we will sit in this negative space and it'll just spiral.
Yeah.
As you just sit there and isolate yourself from everyone and everything.
Yeah.
And it's nice to force yourself to do things that drag you out of this mindset.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's extra powerful when it's you giving love to yourself in that way. So the next tip that I wrote down is to talk to your loved ones or just someone that you can trust. And I don't mean this in terms of, you know, necessarily asking for reassurance. I don't think that that's always the healthiest, is like always relying on someone for reassurance about the thing that you're worried about. But just being able to talk out loud to someone about what you're feeling and to feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes as you hear it out loud, you're like, oh, why am I thinking this? Like, it's just not true. Or even if you do feel that, just obviously a loved one is going to want to comfort you and be there for you in that moment. And it's so nice to feel that love and to understand, hey, I am worthy of love. Like, look, this person loves me.
Yeah. And I think also like talking about it out loud helps you understand like where the pain is coming from.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can like really just get to the bottom of it a little bit quicker than when it's just in your head and your head is flooded with just the negative thoughts. You can't really even process where they're coming from.
I feel like it with you, it always is building and building and building until eventually
I just say something.
You'll
out
start
loud.
Talking to me about it and then you'll start crying because I feel like it gets you there faster. Like it brings the tears out as you're saying it.
Yeah.
You cry it out, you say it.
Yeah.
I listen, I hug you, I tell you, hey, you know, I don't agree with what you're saying about yourself, but I love you and I'm here for you. And I think just that helps.
Yeah. And the last tip I absolutely love, which is doing something that gets you out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by this is doing something for somebody else, whether that's, you know, buying a coffee for a friend or, you
taking
know,
someone out to lunch.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
Yeah. Anything. Anything that makes you stop thinking so much about yourself and kind of removes you from your situation and your insecurities and reminds you that, you know, there's a lot more to life than what's going on with your acne or with your, you know, how you're feeling about
your weight or whatever, and whatever your insecurity is.
And also I think like, say if you're like buying your mom flowers or something, like it's something physical that you're giving to somebody, mm-hmm. but it's like the energy of love is in the air, I feel yeah. like. I don't know. And maybe it sounds silly, but I just feel like when that energy is in the air, it becomes...
It's healing.
Yeah, it's healing for you as well.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the five tips that really help both of us yeah. when we are in a bad headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love for you guys to share some of your own tips with us. So we're going to put a submission box like we always do at the bottom of the Spotify episode. But this time it's going to be for you guys to maybe share some of your own tips for how you deal with it when you're having a low self-esteem yeah. week or having a hard time accepting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to share those with everybody.
Yeah. And also, we do want to say that you should remember that it's okay to have bad days, you yeah. know? It's okay to have bad weeks, even bad months. It's okay.
Yeah. It's a normal part of the human experience.
Yeah.
And you have to forgive yourself for mm-hmm. that. And remember, you guys are all beautiful mm-hmm. human beings.
Yeah.
Worthy of love from yes. everybody and especially from yourself.
Yes.
You yes. deserve love from yourself.
I love that.
With that being said, we do have a Q&A this week that we thought we should tackle on this one because I don't know how long this episode is.
Yeah.
But this person prefers to remain anonymous. So I'm just going to read the message and then we'll discuss it. So they said, "Hi guys, have you ever had any doubt in your relationship? Maybe it's not forever, but it's great right now. I'm in a relationship with someone I love, but I worry sometimes that maybe there's something out there better for me. If you could give any advice, I would appreciate it." The first thing I want to say to this one is it is completely normal and acceptable for you to be thinking about your future and trying to understand if the person you're with fits that. And that's yeah. actually something that's very considerate, not only to yourself, but for your partner.
Yeah.
Because if that person isn't the right person for you, it's better to also save them the time and not just string them along while you're continuing to maybe try to ignore that fact.
Yeah.
In past relationships, I definitely had those thoughts all the time. And yeah. then I met Rylan, and I mean, maybe in the very beginning, just because we were about to do long distance and stuff,
yeah.
I had those fears yeah. of like, is this the right person to do this with?
And yeah.
Can I trust her?
We didn't know each other at yeah. all.
But then even throughout the long distance where you would think that doubts would grow,
yeah.
the doubts shrank.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we became in person, like long distance was no more, that was even more magnified. Like,
yeah. oh,
there's no doubts here. And I feel safe. I feel understood. I feel excited about yeah. the future with this person. And that's not to say that you should rule this person out that you're speaking about, that you do have these thoughts about, because I'm only speaking from my experience with Rylan.
Yeah.
And maybe you're going through a phase with this person where you're feeling this, but
yeah.
I think my advice to you would be think about at the core of these thoughts, why
yes.
are you maybe doubting this person for
exactly.
your future? Are
yeah.
they doing something that is causing you not to trust them?
Or that you just don't like particularly?
Yeah. Or is it, you know, if you really think about it, is it just something about yourself? You're
yeah.
not ready to be committed to one person
yeah.
in that way, which is fine as well.
Yeah.
I mean, for a long period of time, I did not think I was ready for a long-term commitment or anything like that until I found Rylan. And maybe that was just the right time in my life that I was fully ready for that. And I had grown into that man that was ready to take that on. And then she was the perfect partner for me. But whatever it is, that's my advice to you. Really dig deep and
yeah.
figure out what's holding you back from
yes.
that. And if it's something with your partner, I think you really owe it to them and to yourself to talk to them about
mm-hmm.
it. Because you have to give them the chance to work on that with you or to fix it
yeah.
or to say, well, yeah, I can't change that about myself. So I think that we have to walk away from this. Or if it's something internal for yourself,
mm-hmm.
then I think you need to explore that more and understand, do I need to be single
yeah.
right
or
now?
Or is it something you can like work on?
Yeah.
Throughout the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So to sum it up, I would just say it's normal to have the thoughts that you're having.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean you need to break up with the person that you are referring to.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that you should acknowledge and get to the bottom of so that you can either try to fix it or decide that it's time to maybe walk away from this relationship, and that is in the best interest of you and also for the person you're with, because you don't want to string anybody along and make things more difficult for them in the long term.
Yeah.
We wish you the best. We're sorry you're going through that. Yeah. I know that's hard, but we're sending you lots of love and thanks for the question.
Always.
If you guys ever have any questions, episode topic suggestions, or you just want to say hi, you can always do that by emailing us at our podcast email, which is easygoingpod@gmail.com.
Or you can always reach out to us on our Instagram DMs or, you know, any other platform that we have.
Yeah, we really work hard to read everything that you guys send to us. So we're always finding these. So you can always reach out to us on any of those things. Also, guys, we have officially passed 250 five-star reviews on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And we are now a quarter of the way to our goal of reaching 1,000 reviews on this podcast someday.
So amazing.
Yeah, you guys are incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love and appreciate you guys from the bottom of our hearts. Seriously, it means so much.
Yeah, and please always be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
You deserve kindness. You deserve forgiveness. Mm-hmm.
You deserve love.
All of the things that we covered in this episode. And we love you. So we'll talk to you next week.
Love you. Bye.